Mason Vera Payne.
October is a very important month in the cybersecurity world, and that's because it's been named Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Joining me to discuss how you can stay safe online is Google cybersecurity expert Grace Hoyt. Thanks for joining me, Grace.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me, what are the most common mistakes people make when it comes to cybersecurity?
When it comes to cybersecurity, and as we're increasingly reliant on the internet and our devices, especially with COVID kind of changing the way we use the internet, we're really focused on making sure folks secure their passwords and defend against hackers with two-step verification.
So two-step verification, is that the only method you can use to deter hackers?
So there are a couple of ways. I think it's helpful to think about this in kind of like three easy steps that folks can take today to protect their account, especially with October Cybersecurity Awareness Month on our minds. So the first step that folks can take is to have strong and secure passwords. So sort of gone are the days where, you know, writing it down on a piece of paper and putting it in a drawer and losing it forever has to be the fate of your passwords. We actually have advanced security technology called a password manager that stores, generates, and manages your passwords so that you don't have to. And this is attached to your Google account, your web browser. And one thing that's great about this that really helps protect you is that if, for example, your password is in fact compromised, Google notifies you right away, and then you can change it with one easy click. This also helps you generate really strong passwords. If you're like, you know, what I used to do, you might use, you know, like your dog's name for a bunch of passwords. And that's not great cyber hygiene. You really want folks to have those strong passwords, but they're hard to remember. That's where the password manager can come to help and keep track of those for you and connect across your account.
Now, for me personally, I'm always wary of whenever a browser wants to save my password. Does Google ever get compromised?
Yeah, so, you know, if something like that happens with Google, they, you know, will release an update on that and a patch immediately. But your passwords are really secure in a password manager. That is, and like kind of encrypted, and not something that we've seen attacks on in the past. And it's also a lot stronger than kind of having the same password floating around, and that if a hacker gets connected to that one password, then you're vulnerable across all of your accounts.
Now, I know you're talking about passwords, but what about links? Are there better ways that you can identify what is spam, what's a safe link, and what isn't?
Yeah, so Google's engineers are working really hard to eliminate entire classes of threats like phishing, and it's built in automatically into Google's products. But one thing that folks might be interested in checking out is that we actually have our colleagues at Jigsaw created something called a phishing quiz. It does help you kind of identify for yourself if something looks fishy, for lack of a better word. And that's at phishingquiz.withgoogle.com. But when we think about these kind of bad actors, I think it really comes down to securing your account. So that password manager step, and that as well as two-step verification, which you touched on. And that's really important, because what that does is it allows a second way to verify that you are you. And the way I explain it to folks who maybe aren't familiar is that, you know, you log in with your password, and then there's a second way to confirm your identity. So that could be via text message that connects to your phone, or a voice call to your phone if that's what you prefer. And then that means that those hackers, even if they want your password, actually have an account because they don't have that second step.
Right. Now we're talking about browsers, and it's kind of like desktop or laptop centric. But what about cell phones? I own a Google Pixel 4 XL, and I've been getting spam texts and spam phone calls. Is there anything Google's going to do about that?
Yeah. So I'm not focused specifically on the spam piece, but you can find more information on Google's kind of cutting edge tools and protections at safety.google.com. And that will provide information across devices, Android and Play and other things like that.
Do you think there's anything specific people can do besides just using password manager?
You know, you can strengthen the security for your Google account and by using security checkups. And that's a personalized and actionable tool that creates recommendations to strengthen your account security. Because for most folks, password manager and two-step verification will be enough to make their account really secure. It's also good to jump in there, check out the general, you know, safety of your account, security, take those insights. Maybe there are a few old passwords on sites or apps that you used a while ago that haven't been updated. Take those actions. And then if you are at higher risk, maybe someone in the public eye, a journalist or politician, Google may provide other recommendations, such as enrolling in a security key or Google's advanced protection program for those who are at highest risk. But in general, for most people, that password manager and two-step verification is enough to provide really strong security for their account.
Now, I know personally, I do read a lot about the cybersecurity out there, especially when there are breaches. How do you know if you were a part of that, though?
That's a great aspect of the password manager. It's one of my favorite aspects of it is you will get notified if your password has been breached, part of a data breach. That way you can change it immediately. And Google does a lot of kind of communicating with you within your account to let you know what's going on. So jumping into that security checkup, it can actually say, you know, this password is vulnerable. And that's because they're using insights of known data breaches. So it's a great central hub to go to kind of understand what's happening with your account security and any changes that you might want to make.
Well, Grace, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about cybersecurity?
Yeah, so you can check out safety.google.com for all the latest product tools and insights and FAQs.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.